Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. Hey, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're getting started with the Money and Business Hour, where, you know, every week I try to bring to you great information to solve the problems that most of us have out there. And, you know, I've always believed this, that it's one of two things holding you back financially. Either number one, you're just not making enough money. And the other is if you're making money and you still don't have any money, you just don't know how to handle your money. And so the show is always geared around that. And as all of you know, if you've been listening in, owning a business is the best way to go out and, you know, dramatically improve your position when it comes to, you know, your finances. I believe this, the best investment you can ever make when it comes to, you know, getting ahead, it's to start a business. And so today we're going to be talking about franchising and how you can start and find out about it. And I have Nick Neonakis with me. Nick is, he's the guru. Is that, would that be the way I should call you, the guru of franchising, Nick?
Well, be sure to tell my wife and kids that. They seem to forget just how great I am. But I've been in franchising for a long time and have been blessed to have a lot of really terrific people that have come and joined us, you know, on this journey. But I know a couple things about it.
Well, good. Well, you know, one of the early days, I've been in business now. I guess if you go back to my Cutco sales days when I was 19 years old selling cookware, where I had to go out and make money or sell something to make money, I've been doing it now for over 40 years. And I've always been self-employed, always done that. And one of the first books I read was a book called The E-Myth. I did that back in the early 90s. And it talked about why you need to take your small business and turn it into like a franchise so you can scale it and make things happen. And I know that you've written several books. You've got a book here called The Franchise MBA. You've got publications. Talk a little bit about what is the Franchise MBA book all about? Give me an idea on that and we'll get into our show.
Sure. So, you know, I spent a long time working for the largest publicly traded property services franchisor in the world. Met the founders out of business school called First Service. And met so many wonderful people, franchisees. They had over 2,000 franchisees across 10 brands. And you start seeing similarities in success and also where maybe people didn't have quite so much success. So I wrote the Franchise MBA to help people, if they're thinking about getting into business and they're thinking about franchising, to think about a process, a system that then they can use to chart a course to make sure that they don't make mistakes. Because as you know, if you're going to get into business and it doesn't work out, the costs are significant. So I wrote it to try and help people from making mistakes that would impact them financially and to learn how to go and investigate business ownership.
Right. And, you know, the idea of a franchise, and there's all these different success ratios and stuff like that. But first off, people that start businesses, for the most part, they have great ideas. But they really don't have the business processes, you know, to implement their ideas. You know, I've always believed this, you know, when I start a business, you know, my mindset is you got sales, you got operations, you got finance, you got legal. And then in today's world, you got technology and that's kind of like your C-suite. But most people, they have an idea and that's what they do. And then they just go out there. And what's the failure rate on doing it by yourself right now?
You know, there aren't really good statistics out there, but franchise businesses succeed at a greater rate than mom and pop small businesses do. And it's right. Exactly because of the systems, the processes, the ability to purchase, the ability to learn, the ability, in essence, to amortize your, you know, investment across a wider pool of people. So the example I always like to use, you know, let's say that you open up a burger joint in Nashville, and then there's another burger joint that, you know, has locations all over the place. And that burger joint, because they can pool their resources for the marketing, they go get an ad company, and then they go purchase space on a great show like yours, and they come up with a jingle. And the jingle sounds like this. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And then all of a sudden, everybody knows that jingle. The mom and pop business doesn't have the ability to pool the resources that the other one does to then go and broadcast that and increase the awareness. And so when I wrote my book, I thought, you know, it's kind of like four big steps in buying a business. And if you think about them, the first step, the most important step, is really you. Most people don't write a business plan on themselves before they get into a business. And I'm a big proponent of look inward, write down what you need to do, what you need to make, what activities you're good at, what your talents and skill sets are, and then go and take a look at businesses in the franchise space where the people that own them are hitting the outcomes that you said are important to you. So franchising, the brilliance of franchising is that there are all these case studies out there that if you go and look and investigate, then you can figure out before you start the business, is it going to work for you, right? Most businesses work, but will it work for you? That's the big question that I think people need to really answer when they're thinking about buying a business.
So I want to read you something that I thought, I get a newsletter called Talking Points from one of our a friend of mine named Mark Zender. Mark has been in the investment business for years and years and years. Matter of fact, was John Templeton. If you've ever heard the mutual funds Templeton, he was John's spokesperson. But when you think about owning a business, and the reason I'm saying that, I'm not, you know, obviously I'm pro-business, but I also believe that what you just said, that it's so important to get your skill set. You say, what am I good at? What am I bad at? What do I like to do? All that kind of stuff. And then try to match yourself up, you know, with that. And so anyway, here's a stat right now. Since 1926, the stock market has averaged 10.1% and can be attributed 100% of the returns came from 4% of the stocks. All right. And so of that, okay, this professor said the returns of 26,000 stocks found the most common return for an individual stock over its lifetime was a loss of 100%. So even the biggest companies still don't do it. And so as a result, you know, when we go into what we're going to talk about today about franchises and stuff like that, do all franchises work? No, but today we're going to be talking about why you might consider that. And then also we'll be talking about the, you know, the show that's coming up. Hey, if you're just tuning in, today is all about small business, about franchising, and what we're going to be doing. It's coming back. I'm with Nick Neonakis, who is one of the experts. And if you would like to find out about the upcoming Great American Franchise Expo, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll give you some other ways to get there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.